Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on MyFaithRadio.com. That's MyFaithRadio.com. Chad, thanks again. Julie is up next in St. Paul listening to us on Faith Radio 900 in the Twin Cities. Julie, welcome to the program. Hello.
Thanks, Austin. I'm calling because I just wanted to share with your listeners that I'm in an industry on the totally other opposite end of the spectrum from your last caller. I'm a health informatics technologist, so I work in technology and healthcare. And the reason, I called in was really just to encourage your listeners that there's a huge need in the healthcare industry and really in the marketplace in general. For people with technology skills.
Yes. Could you be a little more... This is very interesting, and I'm so glad you got through. Could you be a little more specific? What kind of technology skills would we be talking about here?
So I could just tell you my own story.
Sure.
I started in way back in the 70s and 80s just being interested in computers in general. And I'm an RN. I'm a registered nurse. And so...
Yes, ma'am.
In my work, I found myself being the person that people would come to help with, solving technology problems. Like in the early days, it used to just be, how to use different applications like Excel or Microsoft Word or things like that. But then when in healthcare, electronic health records began to be implemented, I found myself being able to help with that. And not everyone has that skill set, but I would say that there is a huge need in the healthcare industry for people. For example, coders, the people who actually assign diagnosis codes and
yes.
procedure codes to. Okay, so I'm not talking about people having to go out and getting a license as a registered nurse here, or even to be a really someone who's really up on technology as much, but just people that are detail oriented, people that. Are able, for example, to do numbers. There's lots of opportunities in the healthcare field, and there's a huge shortage of people that have any kind of technology skills or even details and problem-solving skills and things like that. So I just would encourage people to consider things like that.
Sounds like mathematics, accounting, computer programming, design technology, all of those kinds of educational pathways would be good choices.
Yeah. And coders, for example, just to take that one example, coders can, go to community college and take a brief, few month course and come out as a coder.
Mm-hmm.
And in the healthcare industry, they're undergoing kind of a real big transition right now from a coding system called ICD-9 to ICD-10.
Mm-hmm.
And people that, probably don't know what I'm talking about, but really people in the healthcare industry would understand that.
Right.
And the truth is that we're about 50,000 people short of the person power that's going to be needed to implement that change.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
just things like that I just want to make your listeners aware of.
I appreciate it, and I'm really fascinated with the fact that you are an RN. And yet at the same time, Julie, have this perspective on technology. See, and thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate that. Great to have you listening on Faith 900 in the Twin Cities. And let me just make this observation. She is thinking, I'll say it this way. Julie is thinking, and that sounds like working, in sort of a multidisciplinary sort of fashion. She's a registered nurse, and a lot of people who would have the credentials and the background and the training in healthcare and medicine to be a registered nurse, they wouldn't necessarily be thinking about these technological sorts of skills and training and whatnot. Sounds like Julie may even have some additional training over and above her RN degree. We have to, put the different puzzle pieces together. One degree, one particular title, one particular certification or certificate oftentimes isn't the full puzzle. There's other pieces that go with that. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on MyFaithRadio.com.